The owners of a garage at a Shaiman Timber Market and some of the tanker drivers involved in the illegal siphoning of fuel, which resulted in yesterday's explosion, have been invited to the Tema Fire Service Station today for questioning. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the PRO of the service, Prince Billy Anaglate, said if they are found culpable of violating fire safety measures, they will be prosecuted.
We have not arrested anybody, but our preliminary investigation pointed to the fact that it was illegal siphoning of fuel that might have led to this fire outbreak. That was how we invited the owner of the garage and some of the drivers to report to the regional headquarters of the fire station in Tema today for questioning, and that would assist us in our investigation. If we prove that really the people do not even have what it is required to operate as a gas yard, and they do not have any firefighting facilities or early detection and warning system in there, then they definitely will apply the law, because our LI 1724 Fire Precaution Permit in 2003 spelled it clearly that people who are in those facilities should meet the fire safety standard by having a fire certificate and ensuring that firefighting facilities and early detection and training for their people are met. So if it happens that they were not meeting it, of course the law will take it.
Mr. Anaglate called on the public to volunteer information to the fire service on activities of suspected illegal operations at fuel and gas stations for action to be taken early to avoid explosions.
The firemen are not magicians. We will not be able to determine where those garages are located in the community. That is why we appeal to the public to inform the fire service of some of those garages that are located in obscure places where the fire personnel just are going out, by not easily identify those ones. We are doing everything possible to see that those things are prevented. But what of the public? They should be able to assist the fire service by complimenting and informing the fire service of some the location of some of those illegal, you know, tanker areas and gas well operators in those areas.
Now, Mr. Anaglate, in case you visit premises or a fuel station or a home has violated some fire safety measures or procedures, what will such a person or an entity arrested and prosecuted, I should say?
Yes, we have closed down premises violating those regulations before. We've taken some of them to court before. We will continue to do that. It's a very bad situation where some of them are hiding in areas that we cannot locate immediately.